It's time for a very special Dry July edition of Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Art Eva. Brain drink.
Man, it just makes you so smart.
That was beautiful. That's a great new ad.
Number one brain drink in my life, actually.
That was actually the intro to this segment, Kristen, that you're in right now.
I know, it Welcome was beautiful. Mm. Oh, ahoy.
We got you a bottle of Art Eva this afternoon so you could taste the wares. What do you reckon?
I really like it. I think so, but I'm good with heavy drinks. Mm-hmm. And so this is, I would say definitely, we're going to cut it with lime and mint and soda water today. But even just drinking it straight is good. But I would say it's a sipping
drink. I like it on the rocks.
Yeah, on the rocks.
It's very nice.
Because then the ice would melt it a little bit. But it's really good. And I do feel a little bit more on point right now.
You kind of feel like a bit of a vampire because it's real, like, luscious.
Well, yeah. And so I do a lot of mocktails and I sit on some like non-alcoholic Facebook groups. And they would liken it to like a red wine substitute.
It's a rich red. Deep, deep red.
It's beautiful. And good for you too, right? These polyphenols that are in it and the black currant and stuff.
It's brain drink.
Mm. You were saying earlier this afternoon that you're all over some cosmetics with polyphenols in them.
Yeah, so there are some cosmetics out of California. I used to do social media for them, and it's like all organic. And so they had like blueberries in it, which are polyphenols. And so I learned a lot about it. And
there's a lot of blueberries.
And there's a lot of, so there's a lot of polyphenols in this group. Drink. And the best thing that this does for the polyphenols is it's good for the ozone. So it protects you from like the bad stuff. I mean,
what?
I'm not a doctor.
So it's like a hat.
Yeah, it's more like I'd say an umbrella.
It's got so many great powers.
Man, it is more powerful than you think.
I would say...
sip it slowly.
Yeah. But I mean, don't stop wearing sunscreen or anything.
Mm. No, not...
But these are... It's like
not
a,
in this country.
This is a superfood. So this one has... This one has blackcurrant extract and pine bark extract, vitamin C. So it's really good. It's good for your immunity. But again, I'm not a doctor, so I would say keep doing what you're doing. But this is a little bit of a boost. And it's because it's not caffeine, what it does for me is it keeps me focused and awake, but not overly...
Not a doctor though, just...
I'm not a doctor, but I'm saying for me, this is what I've experienced.
Okay, just double checking.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm a mixologist.
Here we go. What's the plan here? You've got some mint all muddled up in a cup.
Yep. So
times three.
So what we do is we have a handful of mint leaves in everybody's cup, and I squeezed about a half a lime to 3/4 of a lime in each.
Can I have like a handful and like a little bit more?
You want a little bit more of mint or lime?
A little bit more mint.
Mint. Sure. Just anything for you, Big Hungry. Where's my mint bag?
John's fine. John doesn't want more.
So he's
fine. I like mint. Sam says being used over there.
So he says more mint. That's for you, Big Hungry, right. Because you are right about the mint.
You can't have too much mint. It's kind of like garlic and cooking.
No, it's good. And I had this drink a little bit earlier. And because, I mean, it doesn't have any liquor. You can have it during the day.
Mm. Right.
And
But everyone thinks that you're drinking, though. That's kind of the issue.
Well, and I think here's the secret of mocktails. I'm going to give it to you right now. Is that a garnish in a fancy glass? It makes people feel good. They don't have to just order like a pint of water or a juice.
A Sprite.
I can't believe you're telling everyone the secret. This is crazy.
Well, this is good because everybody wants to be able to, you know, if you're they call it sober curious, or if you are, you know, trying to wean yourself off of alcohol.
I think that's called.
Yeah.
It's funny how there is a stigma around going out to a place where people are consuming alcohol, and if you're not consuming alcohol, it does feel a bit funny sometimes.
John, you're in New Zealand. We just love our alcohol.
Well, and sometimes even when you ask for it, some bars around here, I would say quite savvy in Auckland. Like I can go and order some drinks, but like I used to live in Australia quite a long ago, and I walked into a bar and I asked for a non-alcoholic beer and they laughed me out of the bar.
Maybe that was the start of like a real funny joke that they just made up yesterday, and they were like, this is too much. And you like walked off and like, hey, hang on. And you kind of had your headphones on.
Yeah.
And it might,
No, they definitely laughed me out. And that was a long time ago.
That sucks.
What?
Yeah.
They
it's
absolutely
an option.
Do. Everyone I go to, because I like to mix it up, right? Mm. Like go back and forth. And so I'm really pleased with what the options that they have here.
Do you pay a little bit less for a non-alcoholic drink at a bar?
It depends on where you are.
Okay.
And it depends on
what it is.
Yeah, it depends on what it is.
Is it one of those Heineken non-alcoholic ones?
I'm quite.
Is it just
Yeah, because they'll have proper cocktails and they'll do the same mixing, and so those are comparable. I would still say that to be responsible and to feel healthy and alert, I say it's well worth it.
So you've got a bunch of ice in the cups now.
So we have the lime, the mint, and the ice in the cup.
Is it like a mini tumbler? What would you call that?
These are a rocks glass.
Okay.
Yeah, we have pint glasses for the fellas, but this isn't to go against. This could be a fancy glass to them. I'm saying to...
You're talking about Justin and Sam?
Justin
from
and
the news
Sam.
Team. Mm-hmm. Keeping the news team alert and ready with some Arepa coming up, guys.
Okay, so here we go. Wait. Uh-oh, I think my hands are too...
Are you going to pop it? I don't think
it's
cheese.
It's quite hard to open sometimes.
No, I can't.
It's got its own thing. It's pretty low-key.
Yep.
You got it? My hands are wet. Maybe, John, could you do it?
John's got mitts. There you go. Look at that.
There we go.
Okay.
Arepa.
And you tried this earlier, didn't you, Johnny?
Did they just say it out the bottle? It's like a little genie. It's a little
like
brain
cheese.
Genie.
Like
are you going to pour it into a cup like vampire style? Or
no, so what's going to happen, because we don't have any measuring cups, you're going to now put a half a cup of the arepa and a half a cup of soda water or sparkling water in each.
Can I have a little bit more arepa?
You want a little bit?
Just
yeah.
A bit more than John.
Of course.
Yes.
Big hungry, of course.
Don't let John see. Look out, it's such a vivid burgundy red.
It's a beautiful, if you can find it out there, I would urge you to try it out. I'm going to try some of the powders and stuff and make some of the recipes.
It's kind of more purple, actually. I'm sort of changing my mind.
Yeah, well, I named the drink, of course.
It kind of looks like
Ribena. It's a heavy Ribena, mate.
It does look like Ribena. Okay.
I think, I'm not sure they talk about how much vitamin C is in the berries specifically.
But I can tell you, and this is a concern for me personally, is that I drank the drink and I went in the bathroom. I went in the bathroom to see if it turned my tongue red, and it did not. So that's a beautiful, I would say that's another bonus because...
It's kind of the color of a rich lipstick.
Yeah, it's black currant. Like, it's gorgeous. We'll put these...
You could probably scribe a note with it if you're in like a misery situation and there's only arepa around and a little bit of
like the Makita Saad. Okay, now we're gonna have the
a little spritz.
Yeah, a little.
Let's get 10 of it.
Oh,
that was rewarding, wasn't it?
There we go. And then we're just gonna top it off with sparkling water.
Yeah, spritz it up, so to speak. Mm.
Now they do have a sparkling alternative. And like I said, over the month, I'm going to try all of the wares.
What's this technique called, by the way, where the mint is just like chilling at the bottom of the... You just like muddle it at the bottom and then you build it on top of the mint and then you put the...
Just like a mojito. So this is a back in black currant nojito.
ACDC. Okay. Strong move.
I'm really getting into ACDC because they're releasing new music or new music videos.
Okay.
That Angus in his short pants.
Tell you what,
I got a thing for him.
They're a rockin' band, I tell you what.
Okay.
Excuse me, did you just say something bad about the drummer from ACDC?
We're not talking about
him. Which bit was it? Or were you being bad about drugs?
Okay, here you go. Johnny, big hungry. So then you mix it all up and bring some of that mint and lime juice into the drink.
Is this my one with the extra?
It is. I made sure.
Cheers.
Here you go. Oh, you might want to mix yours. Okay, everyone, cheers.
Oh, it's nice.
It's such a grunty flavor, arepa. It's its own thing. They've kind of made Coca-Cola with this drink. You know, they've broken the mold.
I like it. So it's not too heavy because it's not the full... concentrate, right? It's the same thing if you make orange juice or any kind of juice out of the concentrate. When you put some other flavors with it, right, it layers it out.
Can I say something as well?
Yes, please.
You can actually buy this sparkling. So you could like cut a process down if you're just in a hurry at home. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm always in a hurry at home.
And I would say that, and apparently, can we talk about Connor?
Tell me more about Connor.
Well, I don't know much
Connor
about
character?
Him. Is that
sounds
he
like a real character.
Used to read the news here?
He used to read the news,
yes.
Used to do The Wire.
He's a legend here.
We did a short run of snack reviews with him.
Nobody's really sure what happened to him. I'm not sure why you brought him up.
Because he is the...
Cheers, Connor, if you're listening. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Connor. This is really exciting. I'm looking forward to... making some more drinks and making some treats for us too out of the powder.
How many people are engaging in Dry July out there? Is it a thing?
It is, and it's becoming more of a thing. And because Dry July is linked with raising money for cancer, it is becoming more of a thing.
When's the mustache one? I'm currently doing the mustache one, Beth.
That's Movember.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So we're in Dry July right now.
Are all the months taken up? Is there anything free for any other new stuff to come through?
No, they're starting to double up.
How does it work?
They're doubling up on some of the months.
Is it kind of like how kiteboarding took over windsurfing at the Olympics? It just happens one day where something's more popular.
You can also do junk food free July.
Okay. That's probably
a bit more. We started off on not a great note because we had some mint chocolate.
I just started eating that chocolate you brought in.
Well, cheers anyway,
but
Kristen. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Drink responsibly. Have some fun this month. This is the time to have fun.
Mm.
An experiment.
Next month, no fun at all.
Deliciously dry. Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Arepa.
Arepa. Brain drain. Brain drain.